This is the ULM Forum on KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. Beginning at 5 p.m. on Tuesday, the annual Holidays at ULM celebration takes place on the campus at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Today I have with me Dr. Daryl Long, the Director of the School of Visual and Performing Arts, and Dr. Deborah Chandler, the Director of Choral Activities at ULM, to talk about the festivities. Holidays at ULM is just a great way to start out the holiday season.
Yes. We bring out some of the old favorites and maybe a couple of new tunes to start working on people and getting them into the Christmas spirit.
Things are a little bit different this year in that there is both the Christmas tree lighting and a concert. Deb Chandler, tell us a little bit about how those two go together.
Well, after they have a reception for faculty and staff, the administration, Dr. Bruno, they come outside like we've done in years past, and there'll be a gathering in what they call Scott Plaza or in front of the library, the quad, whatever you want to call it, but outside like we've done before. And that's where the president will flip the switch and light the campus, light the tree. We'll have the concert choir out there singing carols with the gathering crowds. Children are so invited to this. This is for families. Then we'll walk them inside, literally walk them inside singing. I think Daryl has something cooked up to get them inside by candlelight.
Yes. Well, we're going to light the path, and the concert choir is going to, and hopefully all the participants will sing Christmas carols as they follow the illuminated path to Brown Auditorium for a real live inside holiday music concert.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the music, because the lights go up, and then walking down the path there between Brown and X to come out in front of Brown Hall, but in Brown Auditorium, the concert featuring a lot of the music programs at ULM.
Yes, well, we've got the wind ensemble, the concert choir, the interdenominational ensemble, and the orchestra, and it's going to be sort of a continuous theme. It's sort of, if you've been to the Prism concerts, that we're not going to achieve quite that effect, but it's hopefully just continuous music from up in the balcony and down in the orchestra pit area and up on the stage. So we're hoping to just make it almost seamless to where the audience can simply enjoy all of the music that we have prepared for them.
Now, in previous years, the concert has been largely in Scott Plaza. We've had chairs there, the band set up there, the choir risers. Why the change for something to move inside?
Well, this has been a dream. I mean, it's just been a dream of Daryl and I have talked about it for several years, and also with Dr. Reinhardt, who is the director of the marching band and of the ULM orchestra. But President Bruno knew exactly what we were talking about, and he even said, you know, let's do something like Belmont University does. And Belmont, of course, is in Nashville, and St. Olaf. And when you turn on your television during the Christmas season, you see these universities have these fabulous concerts indoors. And, you know, they had to start somewhere. And we can think that maybe this is the start of something like that, that I believe, you know, they probably started with televising it or putting it, using some of the video of it to advertise for it. But, you know, looking down the road, maybe even letting this be a live televised concert in years to come.
The outdoor concert, because we are in the South and frequently the weather is just very nice in the last few days of November, but the unpredictability of the weather is certainly something to take into account when you're talking about that many musicians and equipment and instruments.
Yes, yes. And we've lucked out the last couple of years when we've performed the concert outside. We've lucked out. It was a little bit cool last year, especially when the sun went down. And we also had some sort of vision problems there because the chorus members were still trying to read their music, but the sun had gone down and we hadn't put any lights up on the sound shell or anything. So I think they were kind of just going through the motions there or remembering what they had prepared.
Or making it up.
we're hoping that the weather is supposed to be nice, that it'll be nice for the tree lighting ceremony, and by the time they start making their way over toward Brown, that the illumination along the path will be effective, and then we come inside where it's nice and toasty warm if it does happen to be cool, and enjoy some great music.
Well, let's talk about some of the music. What are some of the things that people will recognize? I know there's plenty of sing-along time involved there, again, bringing families, but some great performances too.
Yeah, well, we're going to start off with a fanfare. The Wind Ensemble will play a fanfare that's based on Joy to the World, and it goes immediately into the tune from the Disney's version of A Christmas Carol. It's called God Bless Us Everyone. Then the Wind Ensemble is going to play some Hanukkah music, and then the interdenominational choir from up in the balcony will sing a couple of tunes. That's a Lewis Neighbors group. Then the orchestra will play a couple of tunes for us from down in the pit area. And then it's Dr. Chandler's chance to get up in front of the group, and she's going to do at least two tunes. Salvation is Created. It's an old Russian, very beautiful carol. Then we have something for the audience, a Christmas sing-along of holiday tunes. And then it ends up with a Christmas celebration that combines the concert choir, hopefully the IDE, and the Wind Ensemble all together with a big rousing finish.
I've been talking with Dr. Daryl Long, the director of the School of Visual and Performing Arts, and Dr. Deborah Chandler, the director of choral activities at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. The 10th celebration of holidays at ULM is coming up Tuesday night on the ULM campus in Scott Plaza, starting at 5 p.m. Coming up, we'll talk a little bit more about how that concert is going on the road, and we'll touch on other events coming up in the School of Visual and Performing Arts. This is the ULM Forum. This is the ULM Forum on KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. I'm talking with Dr. Daryl Long, the director of the School of Visual and Performing Arts, and Dr. Deborah Chandler, the director of choral activities. Deb, I understand part of the concert next Tuesday night celebrating holidays at ULM is going on the road later in the week.
That's right. President Bruno asked us last year if we would participate, or if we had a choral group that could participate in the Oak Grove, Louisiana, at the Oak Grove, Louisiana Fisk Theater. They were in the process of renovating, and I think they finished their renovatings by now. So it's a wonderful place to perform, about an hour away, and we do get students from that area at this school, and we have a few of them in the choir right now, so they're going home to sing, and so we always make sure they get to be up on stage and have a solo line or do something under the spotlight. But once again, we're going to take the songs that we participate in the concert of Tuesday night and get on a ULM bus on Thursday afternoon, and the president's going again, and we'll go up there to the Fisk Theater and rehearse on stage, and they feed us up in the balcony. They bring burgers from Sonic.
You will always get college students there.
That's
when you
right.
Have food.
That's what you have to say. Will we eat? And when you say yes, the kids go, "Oh, okay, I'll be happy now." But we are going up there, and we have a group. Daniel Ziegler from the Ziegler family of Ziegler Music. He's in the concert choir and in the chamber singers, and he will be setting up the sound system. Thanks to Ziegler Music. And also, he and his brother and his dad sing in a group called Notorious. And they're going with us. It's kind of a quartet barbershop group, but it's not a quartet. It's like four or five quartets that come together as a men's chorus. They are fabulous. And they're a part of that group's going with us and do three numbers. So they're kind of our special guest. They call this Christmas Between the Rivers. So if you see that, like on a poster around town, that's what that is in Oak Grove.
The rivers being the Ouachita and
exactly.
The Mississippi. So you're right there
right.
In the middle.
Yeah. I guess the Mississippi. I guess that would be the next one. I don't know where the Red River is. Is that on over the other way? Yeah. So
west.
I guess, but that's what they call it. And they're calling it that again. And that the Fisk Theater was packed last year. So I think the entire town was there.
Well, it gives a chance for people who might not be able to make it on Tuesday to still be able to come and hear the choirs.
And hear
Notorious.
Yeah.
Well, turning to as this semester really starts wrapping up, we think about Christmas being early on the ULM campus, but as far as students go, their finals start the week after that. But there are lots of things already planned for the spring semester starting in January. Dale, tell us about some of those.
Yeah. One of the things that we really try to do is get high school students on our campus as often as possible. You know, we do that through the Browse on the Bayou events on a campus-wide scale. But during the month of January, we're hosting a couple of honor bands, the district honor bands for junior high and high school. And then I know we're hosting some of the choral festivals later on in the semester. But it gives those students a chance to come on and utilize our facilities and see our campus and go to the sub and eat lunch and things like that. Kind of gives them an early time to be a college student and see what we have to offer here. So any chance that we have that we can grab to get the students to our campus, we really like to do that.
I know at this time of year, the students are hard at work on their audition pieces in high schools, both for choir and for band. And I think it gives students a chance to work both with a clinician and with another group of students that might be maybe a little bit or might be completely different from what they play with on a daily basis in a high school.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah. And it's we sometimes get our music faculty involved if they need a sectional done. Or I know some of our music faculty will simply walk in during the rehearsals, and if they see something that needs to be addressed, they'll go ahead and try to take care of it. And I know the conductors appreciate that because the divide and conquer approach is always much better when you're trying to get young people to play the music correctly and all the other things that entails.
Also coming up in the spring, the band and choirs, a combined group, going to Ireland around St. Patrick's Day.
We're combining, and there's community folks going with us as well. I know I have a couple of my church folks going. We have some of the symphony chorus singers going. And I believe Dr. Long took a group. Was that in
2009,
Jay
was part of it.
My wife and I went. It was a terrific trip.
And so we're going back in March. Dr. Reinhardt and myself are taking this group over. I don't know if I booted Daryl out of his seat or if he just felt bad because I didn't get to go last time. But
no, it's even more practical than that. The thought of sitting in an airplane seat for 8 hours.
I thought you were being nice.
No, okay. Better than that.
Oh, I do know you better. But anyway, but I thank you. And we have about, over 60 right now?
60, yes.
And have room for more. We would love to have, if you are interested, if you play an instrument, if you played an instrument in high school and can go find it in the back of the closet and dust it off. I know that several of the people going to sing will be marching with a horn in their hand. And then we put the singers together at some point and go into St. Patrick's Cathedral and sing in a choral festival in there, sing two or three songs. So you'll go as a band person and sing, or go as a choral person and play. Or if you don't play, I think they'll at least get to march in the parade.
Everyone gets to march, and that's, as Jay knows, that's sort of that's a special parade. The Irish people just treat you like rock stars because you are there to march in Dublin at the St. Patrick's Day Parade. They just think that's the best thing ever.
And we're going to tour around, I think, in Limerick and a couple of places. And we're going from the 13th of March to the 20th.
Yes.
And so a nice way to spend a week right there in the middle of the spring semester.
And marching in the St. Patrick's Day, St. Patrick's Day Parade in Dublin, Ireland, is quite an experience, too. Also looking at from the category of musical theater, really quickly, Guys and Dolls coming up in the spring.
That's right. That's our musical, our big production. We had a wonderful turnout with Chicago last year, and we've done cabaret. We've done operas. This year, it's Guys and Dolls. I'm the conductor, the pit conductor this year, and along with musical director Julian Jones. And the director, again, who was the director of Chicago, is Robin Stevens. So we've had a workshop 26 showed up for the workshop. The auditions are December 2nd. I think Robin will be on later to tell listeners a little bit more about the audition. And if you're interested and want to know more about it, you can contact Robin or myself. But we're looking forward to that. That'll be in April of our spring semester.
So still lots of things coming up in the next few months for the School of Visual and Performing Arts. Dr. Deborah Chandler is the Director of Choral Activities, and Dr. Daryl Long is the Director of the School of Visual and Performing Arts. Thanks so much. Merry Christmas for next week. Belated Thanksgiving as we're taping this on Wednesday. But thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Our pleasure.
You can listen, download, podcast, and share the ULM Forum online at kedm.org in the listening room.